get it on. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
something goes right, yeah, something goes right, yeah, something goes right. And you're hoping that it goes right, that it goes right, that it goes right. You wouldn't even know, you wouldn't even care. You wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't even care. When I've been the door, I've been the door, I've been the door. Standing in a dream world, sitting next to you. Up in the clouds, up, up in the clouds, up. The clouds, sitting on the edge, looking down at the yellow, looking up into space, up, up into space, up, up into space.
Welcome along. You are tuned to Atomic Bomb here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Josh, and it is great to be with you all here on this beautiful Friday afternoon here in beautiful sunny Massachusetts. Today's theme on Atomic Bomb is A Jazz Drummer's Guide to Spaceflight. What does that mean, you may ask? Well, the set I've got going today is at once electronic, futuristic sounding, energetic, ethereal, percussive, with a little touch of soul and jazz, something between those two. So that's the sound I'm going for today. With that theme in mind, we started things off with Water, a track from the London-based producer Rob Shields off his 2017 record Green. That was followed up by Something Goes Right by Subtract off the 2011 album of the same name. That track featuring the British musician Sampha on vocals, who we will be hearing more from later this hour. Finally, then we heard Decisions from the Brooklyn-based multi-instrumentalist Taylor McFerrin. That track comes off his debut record Early Riser, just an absolutely sublime album released on Brainfeeder in 2014, which is, in my opinion, one of the most slept-on records of the last couple of years. I think that Taylor McFerrin's sound is just so lush and rich and fresh and interesting. I think it's a shame this guy isn't more well-known, especially when there are a lot of artists out there in his vein, like Flying Lotus and Thundercat and Sampha, that are generally gaining traction. It's a shame. Bears noting as well that he is the scion of a truly great musical family here. His dad is the prolific jazz vocalist Bobby McFerrin, and his sister is Madison McFerrin, who's also an immensely talented vocalist in her own right. So, fun fact for you there. I've got about 45 more minutes with y'all here on Atomic Bomb. Lots more music coming your way. Once again, you're tuned to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're tuned to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Josh, and this show is Atomic Bomb. That last song we just heard there before the break was Myrtle Beach from the Englishman Floating Points, a.k.a. Sam Shepard. That track featuring the vocal talent of Fatima, formerly an artist on the roster of Shepard's label Eglo Records. Really, really talented vocalist there. Bears noting that Shepard, in addition to being an immensely talented producer, is also actually a neuroscientist, believe it or not. He is, needless to say, a man of many talents. Prior to that, we heard Sampha once again with his track Incomplete Kisses from the 2017 record Process. And finally, prior to that, we heard Fortet, Kieran Taylor, with 2017, the lead single from his latest record, New Energy. Well, folks, it is that time of the hour where I must fulfill my debts to the Federal Communications Commission and read you all a public service announcement. Such are the sacrifices we must make to keep keep nonprofit Freeform Radio on air. So without further ado, the local farmers market PSA. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking in the lot there, as well as on both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine. Any search engine will do. And look for the farmers markets in your area. A public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. With that business aside, we are going to return imminently to the music. We got about 20 more minutes of tunes here on on Atomic Bomb, excuse me. As always, you're tuned to Atomic Bomb here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
Once again, you're tuned to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Josh, and this is Atomic Bomb. It's wonderful to be with you here on this wonderful, wonderful Friday afternoon. That last song we heard after our last break was the Italian producer Kisk, K-I-S-K, with his track Clean Up and Down off the Fedfel.fm Série Limitée numéro 10. Picked that EP up on a complete whim on a rainy day at a comically small record shop in Lille, France. I had not listened to it prior, but it turned out to be a wonderful, wonderful collection of four under-the-radar house tracks. Do recommend you can go listen online. It is not something you have to go to Lille to listen to and pick up. You can go search it up online. We followed that up with Drum Dance from the British jazz multi-instrumentalist Moses Boyd. That track coming off the 2016 single Rye Lane Shuffle. After that, we heard Ann Arbor, Michigan's very own Shigeto with Soaring off his 2012 record Lineage. And finally, that track you just heard there was Yusef Kamal with Yo Chavez, off their 2016 album Black Focus. If I can say so myself, it is a killer, killer record. They're in many ways, Yusef Kamal is kind of the heir apparent to the sound of Herbie Hancock in many ways. If you like Herbie Hancock, if you like Headhunters, you will very much like this record as kind of a really kind of spacey jazz fusion record. Really, really wonderful stuff. Well, I've got about two more minutes, so that's about time for one more song, but it has been a pleasure playing music for you here on Atomic Bomb this wonderful Friday afternoon. I'll be back next week, same time, same place, same state of mind, so come back, tune in, 91.5 on your dial, online, wmfo.org. I'm going to send you off with a track from Gold Panda. This one's We Work Nights. I'll see you next week.